On the next Kids Corner, Lucille can't come up with an idea for her newspaper article.
I should just give up. I'm hopeless. My writing stinks. Oh, who cares? I doubt anybody ever reads this rinky-dink paper anyway.
Little lady, the circulation of this rinky-dink little paper is bigger than you might think.
Oh, Mr. Hyde.
Find out what happens to her on the next Kids Corner. Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Listen Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
On today's Kids Corner, Lucille can't come up with an idea for her newspaper article.
I should just give up. I'm hopeless. My writing stinks. Oh, who cares? I doubt anybody ever reads this rinky-dink paper anyway.
Little lady, the circulation of this rinky-dink little paper is bigger than you might think.
Oh, Mr. Hyde.
Find out what happens to her coming up next. It's time for Kids Corner.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Well, it's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
On Kids Corner.
That is one strange lizard.
The Turin Gazette was almost ready to go to print with its much-anticipated annual commemorative issue, and Lucille's deadline was fast approaching.
Oh, this is horrible. My article is due in just 48 hours, and here I sit, unable to think of a single solitary clever word to write.
Lucille scowled intensely at her blank computer screen.
Come on, Lucille, think of something. Just one silly, measly little idea.
But nothing came to Lucille. No ideas at all. Good, bad, little, or big.
Anything. Just write anything, Lucille. Anything.
But Lucille couldn't think of anything to say. So like every writer in the history of lizardom, she began procrastinating.
I really need to clean out these desk drawers.
She dawdled.
Wow, look at that. All these pencils need sharpening.
Anything to postpone the inevitable looming deadline.
Oh, I've been working so hard. I'm just exhausted. I know. I'll call. Hello, Liz?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lucille.
You want to meet me at Daddy's for some ice cream?
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
Great. I'll see you in 10.
Okay, catch you then.
Okay, bye.
Oh, wait. Hey, Lucille.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
How's that article coming?
Very funny, Liz.
Huh?
I don't appreciate your accusing tone and hint of sarcasm.
What?
You know how important this article is to me.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, next time, I'd appreciate it if you'd try broaching the subject with compassion and caring instead of criticism and confrontation.
Lucille?
What?
Are we still meeting at Daddy-O's?
Liz, I've got an important article to write and a looming deadline. I couldn't possibly take time out for ice cream. What on earth are you thinking? I should just give up. I'm hopeless. My writing stinks. Oh, who cares? I doubt anybody ever reads this rinky-dink paper anyway.
Just then, as Lucille collapsed in a heap over her desk, Mr. Hyde, the Turin Gazette's editor-in-chief, showed up.
Little lady, the circulation of this rinky-dink little paper is bigger than you might think.
Oh, Mr. Hyde.
And as much as you might want to convince yourself that nobody's reading your stories, it's letters like this one that prove otherwise.
Really? A letter for me?
From a reader, thanking you for the touching story you wrote last week.
Thanking me?
Well, go on. Read it out loud.
Dear Lucille Monitor, I wanted to let you know how grateful I am for your article on the importance of grandparents. I was so moved by your words. Thank you for being such a good writer and for taking the time to share your thoughts with people like me. Most appreciatively, Celia Salamander.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
I kind kind, heartfelt word of thanks can really work its magic, can it now?
Yeah, wow.
Always makes a huge difference when someone takes the time to say thank you.
You're not kidding.
Yep, it's just like that old saying, gratitude felt is a sweet experience, but gratitude expressed can change the world. How's that letter make you feel?
Well, inspired and motivated and encouraged and totally stressed out.
What? All because of an encouraging letter?
No, because I still don't have a clue what I'm going to write about for the commemorative issue, and the clock is ticking.
That it is.
I'm telling you, Mr. Hyde, I'm completely stumped.
Well, we've all experienced writer's block at one time or another.
Really? Because there's not one original thought floating around in this brain of mine, not a smidgen of creativity.
Now, don't be too harsh on yourself.
I just keep sitting here, and the hours just keep passing. Tick-tock, tick-tock. I stare at the stupid computer screen, hoping for something, anything. But I'm going to level with you. I got nothing, Mr. Hyde. Nothing.
I think it's time you got a little break, Lucille. Get out of this pressure cooker of an office. Fresh air might do you some good.
But my article and the deadline...
Trust yourself. Something will come to you.
I don't know.
Here, put this letter in your pocket. Maybe its words of thanks will inspire you.
While Lucille left the Gazette to get some fresh air, Maury and his parents were on their way to the Regional Young Amphibian Science Fair. He was excited to enter his miniature swampland in the competition.
Complete with quicksand that actually sucks in a plastic alligator and swallows it whole.
Oh, we're so very proud of you, Maury.
Ha ha, nothing like creativity, imagination, science, and technology all coming together to reveal how quicksand is a natural phenomenon.
Wow.
Nothing more than solid ground liquefied by an oversaturation of water. That's my boy.
Oh, yes.
Are we there yet?
No, dear. We still have to drive another hour.
Say, why don't we play invention trivia?
Oh, what a good idea.
Oh, goody. I'll go first. Okie dokie. Inventor George Nissan developed a bouncing apparatus known today as...
Let's see. The pogo stick?
Wrong-o.
Oh.
What is known as the Super Ball? Wrong again.
The trampoline.
Wowie kazowie, how'd you guess that?
As Maury and his parents were driving to the science fair, Lucille thought about her boss's advice.
Fresh air was a good idea, but I'm starving. Maybe a little food will energize my brain. I think I'll go grab a bite. Oh, I should call Liz. I hope he's not too frustrated with me.
Hello, Lucerna residents.
Liz?
Lucille?
Hey, you want to meet me down at Daddy-O's for some ice cream?
Is this a trick question?
No, I mean it.
Well, don't you have a big you-know-what to do?
Meet you in 5?
Well, what about that big...
Oh, you mean the article?
Hey, you said it, not me.
Oh, I'm taking a break to clear my head.
Are you sure you want company?
Oh, of course. So are you coming or not?
Are you kidding? Daddy-O's? That's always a yes.
Meanwhile, Maury and his parents continued making their way to the science fair.
That's a tough one. I'm going to have to say it was Sylvester Graham.
Right you are, Maury. Sylvester Graham invented the graham cracker.
Oh, no!
What was that?
Oh, hold on, everyone. Hold on.
Honey, what's happening?
I think we blew a tire.
Oh, pull over, dear.
I am. Easy now, everyone.
Well, I'll help you change it, Dad.
All righty, Maury.
Be careful when you get out.
Okay, I've got the tire iron, Dad.
Oh, that's grand. Now, where's that tire jack?
I don't see it.
Me neither. It's got to be here somewhere.
We're not going to be late, are we?
No, not if we hurry. Maybe it's under this compartment.
Nothing! This is catastrophic!
I'm afraid we're out of luck, son.
What? But what about the Young Amphibian Science Fair? What about my miniature swamp-a-rama complete with quicksand?
I'll just call for help on my cell phone.
How long will that take?
It's hard to tell, seeing that my phone battery's dead.
Oh, great. This is a disastrous and ruinous calamity is what this is. Now I'm going to completely miss the competition.
Liz and Lucille finally met up at Big Daddy-O's.
So, Lucille, what you getting?
Oh, good to see you too, Liz.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's what I meant. So, what you getting?
I think I'll have the double chocolate fudge cricket sundae.
Oh, good choice.
And you?
Just then, a 5-year-old lizard jumped out of his mother's car and raced into Daddy-O's, cutting Liz and Lucille off at the door.
Honey, sugar dumpling, you just wait for Mama.
Ice cream! Ice cream! Yes. I want ice cream!
Now, quiet, honey. We don't want to make another scene now, do we?
I want a triple-decker caramel and chocolate sundae.
Okay, all right, that's
with a
fine.
Yogurt-covered pretzel sticking up out of the middle
all
and
right.
Sprinkles! Now, tons of sprinkles!
Now, Sugar Plum, let's do without the sprinkles, okay?
I want sprinkles!
Well, instead, why doesn't Mama get you a...
No! I want sprinkles!
Oh, dear.
Sprinkles!
Now, honey,
sprinkles.
Come on, sweetie, settle down. Remember, Mama said that she'd take you to the ice cream shop if you stopped screaming in the grocery store.
Sprinkles!
Oh, fine, fine, fine! But no more temper tantrums?
Sprinkles!
Yes, yes, fine, I said fine.
Liz, can you believe that?
Oh, I know. Why would anybody ever get sprinkles with a yogurt pretzel? That's just gross.
No, I mean, can you believe the way that kid acted?
Oh, yeah, that. Oh, he's a spoiled brat. A total little monster.
Not only that, but he didn't even say thank you to his mother.
Call me crazy, Lucille, but I had a sneaky feeling that those two words aren't quite a part of little Mr. Temper Tantrum's vernacular.
Not one ounce of gratitude.
Nope, all he wanted was more, more, more.
And then some more.
Oh, yeah, and all topped off with a ton of sprinkles.
Yeah.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, I think I've decided on a double scoop of Flywing Mint with extra sprinkles on top. Lots of sprinkles! Tons of sprinkles! I want sprinkles!
Now, Sugar Plum, you give your mama heart palpitations. No sprinkles!
Oh, hey, Lucille.
Yeah?
Look over there at that table.
Yeah?
It's Mr. Hyde, your editor at the Gazette.
What?
Yeah, right over there, Mr. Hyde. See?
See you, Liz. I gotta get back to my writing.
What? Now, Lucille, what about our ice cream?
Honestly, Liz, I couldn't possibly eat ice cream right now.
What?
I've got this looming deadline that's fast approaching, and I don't have a clue what I'm going to write about.
Lucille.
What are you thinking? I gotta run. Bye.
What is going on here? Thanks a lot, Lucille. Yeah. Thanks for nothing. Twice!
At KidsCorner.net, we believe that the Bible is one big story about God's love for His people.
You and I are part of God's big story.
So we've created this Bible study for kids and their families to learn that story.
Today, we call that story the Bible.
Watch each of the 7 animated videos and take the quizzes to learn more about the Bible.
Let's start your journey through the Bible together.
Complete the Bible study, and you'll receive a free printable God's Big Story comic book.
Okay.
If it's your first time learning about the Bible, don't worry.
The Bible seems so huge.
There's lots of help along the way. And if you've read Bible stories before, you'll enjoy discovering even more about God's love for His people and you.
Okay, then we're God's people too?
Go to kidscorner.net. And click on the God's Big Story Bible Study. Learn how God is calling you to live out your Christian faith every day. All for free from KidsCorner.net.
Lucille raced out of Daddy-O's as fast as she could and almost bumped smack dab into Grandpa Anoli, who was pushing a teenage boy in a wheelchair.
Whoa! Oh, excuse me, Grandpa.
Lucille, where are you off to in such a hurry?
Oh, I got a deadline at the Gazette.
Oh, what you writing on?
I have no idea.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Who's your friend?
Oh, this here's Tommy.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Tommy.
He's my brother's grandchild. Mm-hmm.
In case you're confused, that makes me his great-nephew.
Okay, yes, so where are you from?
Sandusky Hills.
Oh, I hear the sun's a real scorcher there, and when the wind picks up and the sand gets blowing, it's...
Yeah, but when you've got your family, you don't even notice the hot sun or blowing sand.
Well, that's a positive outlook.
Well, Tommy here was in a bad car wreck over a year ago. Almost lost his life.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Someone who's really learned to count his blessings, right,
yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, even though I've been in this wheelchair since the accident, I guess there's always something to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So, did you break both your legs?
Yeah, but there was also some major damage to my spine.
Oh, really?
The doctors say I aren't sure if I'll ever walk again.
Oh, no.
Ah, but what do they know? Hey, I'm not giving up hope.
That a boy, Tommy.
Don't you ever get angry about, well... You know,
yeah.
What's happened to you?
Yeah, well, sure, Lucille, sometimes. I mean, who wouldn't? But when I start feeling angry, I stop, take a deep breath, and I try to think about all the things I have to be grateful for.
Oh, like your family.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
But not just the big stuff, the little stuff, too.
Little stuff?
Yeah, you know, like seeing a cool bird fly across the sky, or double chocolate fudge cricket ice cream.
Oh, now you're talking.
You can always find something to be grateful for. Besides, I can do a pretty awesome wheelie in this old chair. Want to see?
Yeah, sure.
I just got to get some speed going down the sidewalk here. Step aside, Great Uncle Anoli, out of the way.
Okay.
Tommy wheeled himself down the sidewalk and then quickly yanked back on the big tires of his wheelchair.
Whoa! Awesome!
Now you
so
be careful,
cool.
Tommy. Be careful.
Don't worry, I do this all the time.
Oh, you're whatever. So good at it.
Now want to see a 360 wheelie?
Yeah, can you do that?
Oh, Tommy. Ain't nothing.
Oh.
While still riding his wheelie, Tommy maneuvered his chair so that it spun around in a tight circle.
That's some talent you got there.
I didn't earn the title of Sandusky Wheelchair Champ for nothing.
I guess not.
That's so amazing. Your arms must be really strong.
Yeah, and at least my hands still work.
Well, that they do.
In fact, every night before I go to bed, I write down a few things that happened that day that I'm thankful for.
Hmm.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Thanks.
Hey, before I head back to my writing, could you do one more wheelie?
Oh, you betcha.
As car after car whizzed past the Klumtos and their flat tire, Maury started getting more and more nervous.
Dad, we'll never make the competition in time.
Oh, Maury, dear, just be grateful that nobody got hurt.
That's right, son. Did you see that big semi-truck we passed not a half mile earlier? Boy, if we'd blown the tire while we were right next to him, kapowie, could have been smashed into tiny little smithereens, smashed into oblivion.
Oh, dear.
But the competition won't wait for me. I'm doomed. Doomed, I tell you.
Just then, a big truck pulled in.
Hey, you guys need a hand?
Boy, do we.
What we really need is a tire jack.
Hey, no problem, I got it.
In no time at all, the Klumtos flat tire was replaced with a spare. And besides that, two more cars pulled over. The first had extra water bottles they shared, and the lizards in the second car used their cell phone to call ahead to the science fair and let them know that Maury would soon be on his way. The next day, everyone gathered at Granny Gecko's for some lemonade and a quick game of croquet.
Come on in, Lucille.
Oh, thanks.
Liz and Maury are already in the backyard putting up the croquet course.
Oh, good.
But would you help me make up some of the lemonade?
Oh, I'd love to, Granny.
Oh, thanks.
I probably won't be staying very long.
Oh, and why is that?
I still have to finish writing my newspaper article.
Oh, and what you writing about this time?
Well, I don't even know.
What? Well,
yeah.
Honey, when's it due?
First thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord will provide, child.
I hope so.
About 10 minutes later, Grandpa Anoli and Tommy showed up. Everyone gathered in the backyard as Maury told about his fiasco getting to the science fair.
We got a flat tire.
Oh, no.
My dad didn't have a tire jack.
Oh,
and
no.
His cell phone battery was dead.
Oh,
we were stranded at the side of the road without food or drink.
Oh.
It was cataclysmic, I tell you.
Okay, all right, Maury. So, how'd you make it to the science fair?
Well, a lot of people stopped and helped us.
Oh,
well,
that's cool. That is a remarkable story, Maury. Thank the Lord for their kindness.
Yeah, he must have been so grateful.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
You guess?
I mean, my mom and dad just kept thanking them and thanking
them.
I almost thought we weren't going to make the competition because they were thanking them for so long.
But, Maury, you weren't thankful that they stopped to help?
Well, to be honest, Lucille, I was so worried about missing the competition that I didn't really think about it.
Maury, if it wasn't for their help, you might not ever have made the competition.
Yeah,
you're right, Lucille. In fact, we'd probably still be sitting there at the side of the road.
That's right.
Dying of thirst, ravished from the lack of nourishment, shriveling like teeny tiny little raisins
little
in the scorching hot sun.
Maury, I mean, that might be over-dramatizing it a tad bit.
Just a bit.
But after all, Lucille is right. We should always be looking for the ways God is taking care of us and be thankful for them. Well, I have heard it said that feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping up a present and not giving it.
Oh, wow.
I guess you're right, Granny. Where were my manners?
Actually, Maury, saying thank you is more than just having good manners.
Yes. It's
part of being a good Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to send out thank you cards to all those people when I get home.
There you go.
Good idea.
Maury, how are you going to get their names and addresses?
Huh, are you kidding me? My mom and dad got all that stuff.
Oh, no.
In fact, I think they invited them over for Thanksgiving,
really?
Christmas, and all the major holidays.
No.
They're practically family now.
Okay. Oh, thank you notes. Yeah, I got a thank you note just yesterday from someone who appreciated my article.
Well, that was mighty thoughtful.
It was.
And how did it make you feel, Lucille?
It made me feel great. Mm-hmm. It completely changed my outlook on the day. At first, I was so down in the dumps because I couldn't think of what to write about.
Sure.
But that letter, it just brightened my day.
Well, think Aww. About That's it. Awesome. And all because someone took the time to say thank you.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, that's it. I got it. I just got it.
Got what, child?
The idea for my article, for my story.
Oh, I told you the Lord would provide.
Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Yep, I'm going to write an article on having an attitude of gratitude.
Good idea, Lucy. Cool.
Yeah, and I'm going to write about how important it is to have a thankful heart. Yeah. Over the last day and a half, I've seen the difference a thankful attitude can make.
Yeah,
and how awful we look when we act spoiled and demanding.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that the truth?
In fact, Tommy, would you like to be on my newspaper article?
Me?
Yep.
Sure.
Cool.
And Maury, what about you? I could use your story, too.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah, sounds great.
But why me, Lucille?
Well, it's just that you seem to have this infectious positive attitude, and you seem so grateful for what you've got.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I guess I learned that from my mom.
Your mom? Sounds like you got a very wise mom, Tommy.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, Lucille, there's a verse in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
I think practicing thankfulness helps us feel happier and more optimistic.
You're right.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I'm grateful for.
What?
And what's that, Grandpa?
That I'm still the reigning croquet champ of Terrain.
Oh,
I'm feeling mighty lucky today.
Well, I don't think so.
Yep, I still got it.
Oh, you need the luck, Grandpa.
I don't think so, old-timer.
You tell him, Tommy.
Well, let's see.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Oh,
go, Granny.
After I beat all of you, let's have some dessert.
Or we could go to Daddy-O's for ice cream.
Nice try, Lucille, but I am not falling for that one again. Besides, everybody's got to try some of this delicious pudding that Granny made.
Pudding?
Yeah.
Liz, what pudding are you talking about?
The pudding that's right here on the table.
Excuse me, but that's not exactly pudding, Liz.
It looks like pudding.
Uh-uh.
Oh, come on, Maury. It tastes just like pudding.
Nope. Liz, that's my prize-winning quicksand.
Quicksand?
Yep.
Oh,
my goodness.
What do you know?
Quicksand. I was eating quicksand?
Yes, most certainly, that you were.
Quicksand. Hey, wait a minute. Maury, what did you make it out of?
Well, actually, pudding.
Pudding, yeah. Oh, man.
And so the gang, all happy to be together, headed out to Granny's backyard for a round of croquet. In the end, Lucille finished her article.
Here you go, Mr. Hyde. All finished. With 23 minutes to spare.
But even more importantly, Lucille learned a significant truth, that a thankful heart can do amazing things. It can change your outlook no matter what your circumstances, filling you with deep happiness and satisfaction. How about you? Are you choosing to thank God for all He's done for you? Try it today. Instead of whining and complaining about what God hasn't done, fill your heart with reminders of how blessed you are. Like Tommy, you could even write down your thoughts each day. I think you'll soon see that having an attitude of gratitude will most certainly change your life for the better and please God.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey,
Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.